Start your day with remembrance of all.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma madha ya wasi'al karami. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah Azza wa Jal is our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator, and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings, and salutations upon the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his feet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We come to you once again with your family program called The Early Echo. Marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. We have a very interesting topic, alhamdulillah, whereas we are going to be discussing the effects that the du'as and supplications of the parents have. What effects, what power do their supplications carry out when it comes to them supplicating and making du'a for their children? Allahu Akbar. It is really amazing, and you will get to know more as we go along in this program. As per routine, we always begin our day by reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aaj ek bada pyara waqia sunne ki saadat hasil karenge inshallah. And this story is in relation to a great personality by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa Darir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Bade paaye ke buzurg hain. Ye farmate hain ki ek martaba yu hua ki I was traveling on a ship, and suddenly the ship had reached in the range of the storm, due to which the ship began to shake and move to this extent that we thought that due to this heavy storm, the ship will definitely sink. And all those travelers who were sailing and being on the ship will all die. And this is what I thought at that moment. Everyone was crying, screaming, shouting, and people were panicking in that situation due to that storm. Allahu Akbar, he says, suddenly I just fell sleepy and I dozed off for a few moments. In that situation, us halat mein mujhe neend aayi. And when I slept in my dream, my fortune had smiled at me, for I had seen the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of Mercy, the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, came in my dream and he said to me, that recite darood tunajjina. Is darood ko padho. And read this darood 1,000 times, by the virtue of which you will gain salvation from the storms of this ocean. Allahu Akbar. He says, as I woken up from my sleep, I informed my fellow companions and we gathered a halka. Humne ek circle banaya. We sat in a circle and I had taught them the durood which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me in my dream, which I had in that few moments. He says that we had only completed 300 times durood tunajjina. We had only recited approximately 300 times when suddenly we had seen that the storm had subsided. Allahu Akbar. The storm had subsided and we were in safety. Subhanallah, astonished and amazed by this. Here Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, it was indeed through the virtue and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Tunajjina that the storm had left us. Whereas we were thinking that we would die. But instead of that happening, Allah Azza wa Jal showered His mercy and His blessings upon us. Subhanallah. Aap niyat farma lijiyega inshallah. Any difficulty, any problems that you are going through, recite this Durood-e-Pak often, as much as you can. He says that I was told to recite this 1,000 times, lekin us musibat mein, us pareshani mein, humne sirf 300 baar padha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered His mercy and blessings on all of us that were on that ship, and we had reached safety. Nothing had happened to the boat, and nothing had happened to anybody who was on that ship. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, aap bhi Durood-e-Pak padhein. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamana alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. So think for yourself, when this Durood-e-Pak is a source of attaining salvation from the horrors, from the fears, from the problems, adversities and calamities, then why should we not recite Durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As the poet says, dunya wa akhirat mein jab main rahu salamat, dunya wa akhirat mein jab main rahu salamat, pyare padhu na kyun kar tum par salam har dam. Allahu Akbar. Why should we not then recite Durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When reciting salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a source of attaining salvation in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon the madani pearls we have just heard. Right now, let us, inshallah, azza wa jal, listen to a Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I assume that this has been on air for the second time in today's program, inshallah, azza wa jal. Bada pyara kalam hai, and this is also one of my favorites, Naats, subhanallah. And that is, Jab husn tha unka jalwa numa, anwar ka alam kya hoga? Har koi fida hai, bin dekhe to didar ka alam kya hoga? Bada pyara kalam hai. We will listen to this Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, yes, we will be back just after this Naati Pak. Stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah. وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. جب حسن
اپنے کایا کی پلٹ دے
اشاروں سے اپنے کایا کے پلٹ دے دنیا کی چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا کے پلٹ دے دنیا کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی یہ شان ہے خدمت گاروں کی یہ شان
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی, سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ نعت رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. وی ہیو بین لسننگ ٹو سبحان اللہ, اللہ اکبر. مے اللہ عز و جل بلیس اس ود دی زیارت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. May these eyes be privileged to witness the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Ameen, thumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we are discussing the effects of parents' du'as, the effect that a mother has when she supplicates and makes du'a for her children. Remember, a mother is indeed a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The dignity of a mother has been mentioned in the glorious Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. Furthermore, the one who obeys, the one who listens to his parents, to his mother, he attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because ma wo hoti hai jo apne bachcho ke liye qurbaniyan pesh karti hai. She sacrifices everything for the comfort of her children. She provides comfort for them by sacrificing her own comfort. Allahu Akbar. Ma woh ye that she pampers her children. She fulfills the needs of her aulad, of her children. Mother would endure pain and hardships before giving birth, after giving birth, sometimes their entire life by risking their own health and everything to bring you in this world. Ye ma hoti hai. This is a mother. Think for a moment, ab zara thodi der ke liye soche. How often do we remember the favors of our parents? Ek lamhe ke liye ab zara soche. Allahu Akbar. Jis ghar mein maa na ho, in that home where there is not a mother, meaning the mother has passed away, us ghar mein ab zara dekhein, Allahu Akbar, the home seems deserted without a mother. Maa se bahare hoti hain, maa se roshni hoti hai. Allahu Akbar. Jis ghar mein maa ho, that home that has a mother seems so lively. There is livelihood. There is noor and light. There is happiness when a mother dwells in a home. Allahu Akbar. So the one who looks after his mother will indeed attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who sees through the needs of his parents. The one who says labbaik upon the orders of his mother and father. To serve the mother entails the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for him to enter into Jannat. Zahir si baat hai, when she supplicates for her awlad and children, then this will mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit that person in Jannah through the du'as made by the parents. So ma is a great blessing. Ye to chand cheeze thi jo maine bataya, baki aap khud soche. بلکہ حدیث پاک میں ان اے حدیث ان اے نریشن اٹ ہیز بین مینشنڈ ون صحابی ون کمپینین سیز یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دا اسٹونز ور سو ہاٹ دیٹ اف آئی ہیڈ ٹو پلیس اے رو میٹ اوور دیٹ اسٹون اٹ وڈ ہیو گاٹ روسٹڈ آئی واکڈ ود مائی مدر آن مائی شولڈرز فار سکس مائلز اپون دوز ہاٹ اسٹونز which caused blisters under my feet, what caused immense pain to me. For I have walked with my mother on my shoulders. My question is that, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I fulfilled the right of my mother? Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O my companion, perhaps your 6 miles journey is the return and the recompensation for the one pain, for that one jerk she endured while having construction in her labor. Allahu Akbar. That 6 miles that you walked, the hardships and difficulties that you had went through, is perhaps the return for that one jerk she endured whilst giving birth to you in this world. This is ma. This is a mother. Ye ma hoti. Bachchon ki fikr karti hai ki mera bachcha sahi salamat hai. Is my son fine? Bachcha khana khaya? Has my son eaten? When somebody gives any takleef, any stress to the son, to ma se raha nahi jata. She cannot tolerate anyone hurting her awlad, hurting her son. She becomes aggressive. She becomes very protective. What effects and what power the dua of a mother has when she supplicates for her son. Allahu Akbar. So a very beautiful story I would like to narrate, mentioned by Hazrat Sayyiduna Allama Abdul Rahman Ibn Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that I heard from my father, inhone apne walid se suna, that once an elderly woman came in the court of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Makhlad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Aur ye aurat parde mein aati hai aur rona shuru kar deti hai. She starts to cry and she says, Huzur, the Romans have captured and have imprisoned my son. Main bahut bechain hoon, main bahut beqarar hoon. I don't know what to do. I only have a house which I cannot sell at this time. Ek hi ghar hai mere paas, chota sa. Aap se darkhast hai ki aap kisi ameer insaan se kahein ki wo fidya de. He should give a ransom to free my son from the custody of the Romans. Agar aap farmayenge, aapki baat log mante hain, aap kuch karam farmaye, kuch kare. Main ek maa hoon, mujhe raat ko neend nahi aati. I cannot sleep at nights. I am restless. I cannot express as to what the cliff I'm going through, because it's been so many days my son has not been released by the Romans. I don't know in what condition my son is. Bas make mahu. And I'm crying here. I've come for you to make dua, for you to do something, for you to borrow some money from some rich person and free my son. Allahu Akbar. She said that and she left from there. Rote huye aayi thi, rote huye chali gayi. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Makhlad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi lowered his head, or jo hazrat waha maujood the keh rahe hain ki his lips was then shaking, he was mumbling, he was reciting something. Kuch din ke baad, after some time, the very same elderly woman came with her son in the court of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Makhlad rahmatullahi ta'ala. Hazrat ki bargah mein dobara aati hai, aur jab aati hai to akeli nahi balki apne bete ke sath aati hai. Allahu Akbar. Ibn Makhlad rahmatullahi ta'ala, when he seen the son, he was astonished. He said, well, were you not captured by the Romans? Kya fidya mila, kisi ne paise diye inko wahan se nikalne ke liye? To maa kehti hai, nahi, humne kisi se paise nahi liye. I have not taken money from anybody. Bas, ya Allah, kaisa karam hai. To bete se poocha ki tum batao, tumhare saath kya hua wahan pe? What had happened to you at that place? He says, bas huzur, I was imprisoned and the king would make all other prisoners work in one of his orchards. We would work the entire day, or maghrib tak phir hame dobara jail mein rakha jata tha. So we used to return back to the jail. We would be imprisoned. Rozana hamare sath yahi hota tha ki din bhar hum mazdoori kiya karte the. We used to work hard in the orchard, in the farms, and as the night would fall or as the sun would set, then we would return back to the jail. Aur ek din yu hua ki it was a time of maghrib. And as we had worked the entire day, Allahu Akbar, din bhar hum kaam kiye, sham ko achanak, just after namaz-e-maghrib, the chains which I had around my legs suddenly snapped and broke to the ground. It fell to the ground. The guards quickly came and caught me. They assumed that I was going to run away. I was shocked myself without me doing anything. They asked me, Did you break this? I said, no, I have not removed these chains myself. It just broke off itself. I don't know what happened. Allahu Akbar. Then they took me to the king, and the king called a blacksmith, who then came and put more chains on my legs. And as they chained me, within few moments, without me reciting anything, without me doing anything, those chains suddenly once again broke. The king was very astonished and amazed by this. Then how can these chains by itself just break without anyone breaking it, without anyone removing it? He then called some monks, and these scholars then came. And when they seen my situation, that these chains have just broken off by itself, then they asked me, that do you have a mother? I said, yes, I have a mother. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Nazireen, zara sune. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the son of this woman says to Ibn Makhlad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when they asked me if I have a mother, I said, yes, I do have a mother. And the monks came to a conclusion and said to the king, that perhaps there is only one reason that we can understand, and that is that the mother that's making dua for her son, the dua is so powerful that by the virtue and blessings of the dua that the mother is making for her son, these chains can no longer hold this person. Allahu Akbar. It no longer can keep this person behind, because his mother is supplicating for her son. Ye maa ki dua hai. Allahu Akbar. Aur ye maa ki duaen jo aa rahi hain, maa ki dua ki wajah se ye zanjeerein toot rahi hai. When the king saw this, and he said to me then, well, when your mother is supplicating and making dua for you, as the scholars have mentioned, then if your mother's dua is not letting you be here, then why would we then force you to remain here? Then they allowed me to return back to my home. Huzur, ye mere saath hua hai. Subhanallah. This is the dua of the mother. Those brothers and sisters, those viewers who are watching this program off the Facebook page or the YouTube channel or via the satellite, ab jahan se bhi is program ko dekh rahe hain, aaj zara sochein. Agar hamari maaye hain, Allah Azza wa Jal unhe salamat rakhe. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant them a long life. Have we really given any importance to this fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us parents? And what a great blessing this is, subhanallah. What a great ni'mat this is to have your parents, to have your mother and your father. But we have neglected the situation over and again. Hame gussa aa jata hai. Maa kuch kehti hai, bas gussa aa jata hai. Why? Because the anger is always at the tip of the tongue. We always have workloads on our mind, on our heart, on our chest. We always have pressure of the work. We always have pressure of the family. Maa kuch kehti hai to hum kar nahi paate. Kuch kehti hai to hum sun nahi paate. Kuch nasihat farmati hai to hum us par amal nahi kar paate. Why? Why? Have you ever asked yourself, why have I become so aggressive? When they become old, to chirchirahat aa jati hai. Zahir si baat hai. Maa-baap jab boode ho jate, zaif ho jate, then automatically they become like that. Sometimes they don't like noise, they don't like a lot of awaz. Or sometimes they even defecate, just as you used to do when you was a small child. They would clean our messes. But now when they defecate, when they mess, then we get very angry with them. Humko gussa aa jata hai. We have seen videos being uploaded whereas mothers are beaten, dande ke saath mara jata. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal pardon our sins. May Allah forgive us. May Allah have mercy on those parents. Uske bawajood bhi wo baddua nahi deti hain. Men have been seen beating their parents. Dande se, kabhi haathon se, kabhi pairon se. Simple, trivial matters. Kabhi bibi ki baaton mein aakar ke, kabhi pata nahi kin ki baaton mein aakar ke maa-baap ko sataya jata hai, rulaya jata hai. Zulm kiya jata hai un par. They are oppressed. Because they are old, wo chal nahi sakte, baat nahi kar sakte, na wapas defense kar sakte. They cannot even defend themselves. And advantage is taken. Those people should take heed. They should make sincere tawbah. They should repent from the depths of their heart, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if this causes the wrath of Allah azza wa jal to descend and fall upon those people, they will be destroyed in this world and in the hereafter. Remember very well, hadith-e-paak mein aaya hai. Allahu Akbar. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala li had narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had said on the night of Mi'raj, I saw some people who were hanging on the branches made with fire. I inquired as to Who are these people? It was said to me by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the people who used to speak ill of their mother and father. Allahu Akbar. Dunya mein apne maa baap ko ye gaaliyan diya karte the. Bura bhala kehte the apne maa baap ke baare mein. And these are the people who are hanging off these branches made with fire and they were being punished. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that the one who disobeys his parents, jo gaaliyan deta ho, jo satata, rulata ho, jo maarta ho apne maa baap ko, jo baatein na sunta ho, those who do not listen, do not obey their parents, when they will go in their graves, the grave will compress that person to such an extent that his ribs, the ribs will break and it will penetrate into each and other after breaking. Allahu Akbar. This is only one or two hadith I have narrated. Baki kai ahadith hai. So, the du'as of the mother is very, very much effective. Bahut taaseer hoti hai unki du'aon mein. Kyunki maa dil se apne aulaad ke liye, apne bachcho ke liye roti rehti hai, tadapti rehti hai, du'aen mangti rehti hai. They shed tears all the time. Ya Allah, keep my bachcha salamat, keep my son happy, keep my son good. You think that it is due to your mind? You think that because of your intellect, ye meri hoshiyari ki wajah se main bacha hu? Pata nahi hai bhai. Chahe hamari hoshiyari ki wajah se bache hain, hamari ilm ki wajah se bache hain, lekin I can guarantee you one thing, that many a times you may have been saved from many calamities, adversities, from many problems, not because of your hoshiyari, not because of your intellectual abilities, I would say rather because of your mother's dua, because of your father's dua. Ye baithe rehte hain, duaen mangte rehte hain, musalle pe ro ro karke ghanton tak rote rehte hain ki Allah mere bacche ko maaf kar de, mere bacche ko tarakki de, business mein, karobar mein barkatein ata farma, do not make my son muhtaj of anybody. Ye unki duaen hoti hain that the son is saved from so many calamities. Lekin hum kahan sochte hain? Go to the old age home and have a visit. Go and peep and see. Bore jo ghar hote hain yahan South Africa mein, in South Africa they have old age homes. It's called the homes where neglected parents, parents who have been neglected by their aulad and children, they are just thrown and dumped in the old age homes. Unko koi wahan dekhne wala bhi nahi hai. Matlab bachche wahan ja kar ki mulaqat bhi nahi karte. Time kahan milta hai? For years they have been thrown. Bas they are living on the khairat, on the sadaqat of people. Astaghfirullah. Kabhi kabhi aisa bhi hua hai ki pata chala jo maa baap wahan pade hain unke bachche to bade bade doctor bane hue hain. Yes, they have achieved big, big degrees of the dunya. But what knowledge have they achieved after attaining those degrees is that this is what I must do with my mother and father when they reach old age. Astaghfirullah. Al-A'udhu Billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us. Tell him, let us have a look at the Holy Quran Pak in regards to what is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran Pak. اور اپنی ایمان کو تازہ کر لیتے ہیں توبہ کرتے ہیں آج کے بعد سے توبہ کریں if you have ever spoken to them in a bad tone in a bad way listen and hear to this verse of the holy quran pak almighty allah azza wa jalla had said
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا.
And your Lord has ordained that you do not worship anyone except Him. And treat your parents with kindness if either of them or both reach old age in your presence. If either one of them or both of them reach old age in your presence, ki tum zinda ho, tum dekh rahe ho ki wo ab boodhe ho chuke hain, kamzor ho chuke hain, to kya karna hai? Quran says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّيُمْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا then. Do not even utter the word uff to them. Any words, any expressions of disgust. Allahu Akbar. Treat them with respect and kindness. And lower your wing of mercy for them. And pray to them, O my Lord, have mercy on both of them. the way they nursed me when I was small, when I was young. Allah. اب اس آیت سے ہمیں پہلے یہ پتا چلا ہے کہ جسٹ ایز اللہ عز و جل جسٹ آفٹر اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ ہز وحدانیہ جسٹ آفٹر اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ ہیم بینگ ورشپڈ الون دیٹ یو شوڈ ناٹ ورشپ اینی بڈی ایلس ایکسیپٹ اللہ سچ این امپورٹنٹ ایشو اینڈ میٹر آفٹر اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ ہز وننس اینڈ فار اس ٹو اونلی ورشپ ہیم امیجیٹلی ان دا نیکسٹ ورس ہی اسپیکس اباؤٹ دا ریسپیکٹ آف پیرنٹس سو دس از اے میٹر آف گریٹ کنسرن علماء فرماتے ہیں ان فیکٹ حضرت سیدنا علامہ مولانا مفتی محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ had said that when parents reach old age, when they become weak, of course their body parts also become weak. It may get you irritated because you have loads of things to do, but remember well, they nursed you when you were small as well. They look after you when they had lots of things to do as well. Allahu Akbar. رات کو سونا, رات کو جاگنا, خیال رکھنا, گیلے پن پر سونا اور آپ کو ان کے سینے پر لٹانا. They would sleep on the wet bed at times maybe and make you sleep on their chest. اتنا خیال کرنا, اللہ اکبر. They would sacrifice everything they have just to make sure my son, my daughter is fine. مفتی محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی فرماتے ہیں کہ spend money on them, ان پر پیسے خرچ کریں, کنجوسی نہ کریں. Don't be a miser, don't be stingy when it comes to spending money on them. Go out of your way for them. Do as much as you can for them. They are your parents. They are your parents. Yes, treat them gently and politely and behave well with them. Be kind with them. And when you do so, inshallah, azza wa jal, ultimately, the result of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. You will attain paradise by the virtue of taking care of them, by loving and look aftering them. Let us listen to some ahadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with regards to the respect, love and reverence for the parents. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said, when a person looks at the face of his parents mercifully, with mercy, you know, muhabbat ke saath zara dekhein, pyar se dekhein ki ye mere maa baap hai, 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 hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal writes for him the reward of hajjun mabroor, an accepted hajj for every such look. Every glance, every look that you give to your parents with affection and muhabbat, in other words to say with mercy, for every look there is one hajj written in your account, and not ordinary hajj, rather an accepted hajj. The thawab of an accepted hajj is written in your account. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if someone looks at them 100 times a day, hai hai, agar 100 martaba, kisi ne 100 martaba dekha, دن میں 100 بار دیکھا اپنے ماں باپ کو محبت بھری نگاہوں سے, پیار بھری نگاہوں سے, with mercy and love he glances at his parents 100 times a day, and then what? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah is the greatest and the purest. Naam, Allahu akbar wa atyabu. Allah azza wa jal is the greatest and the purest. Allah azza wa jal is all powerful. He can bestow as much as reward he wills. He is absolutely beyond all limitations and bindings. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no kami, there is no shortage in his treasures. Allah can bless you as much as he wants to bless you because there is no limitations and bindings to the treasures of Allah azza wa jal or to his power and authority. If you look at your mother and father even 100 times a day, Allah azza wa jal is qadir. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest and the purest. So remember well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in the hadith, look at them with mercy. Nafrat se nahi dekhein. Don't look at them with anger. Ki ab mujhe dukaan bar bar bhej rahe hain. Ab mujhko nasihat kar rahe hain. Bar bar har subah ko mujhe yahi nasihat sunne ko milta. Astaghfirullah. Ye na kahein, ye na kare bhi. Do not say and do not do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. How unfortunate are those people who look at their parents with anger. منہ پھلا کر کے, آنکھیں بڑی کر کے ڈراتے ہیں اپنے ماں باپ کو. دے فرائٹن دیئر پیرنٹس بائی شوئنگ ہیوج آئیز, اینگر, بائی کلوزنگ دیئر فسٹ اینڈ گرائنڈنگ دیئر تیتھ, بائی فرائٹنگ دیم, بائی یو نو انسٹلنگ فیئر ان دیئر ہارٹس اینڈ ٹیرر ان دیئر ہارٹس. مے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی پاردن اس. اللہ اکبر. دوز پیپل ول ڈیفینیٹلی ہیو دی ریٹ آف اللہ عز و جل کمنگ دیئر وے. وین دی پنشمنٹ آف اللہ ول اسٹرائک سچ پیپل, they would not last in this world No, they were last in the hereafter as well. They will always receive punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that two doors of paradise are open for the one who spends his morning obeying his parents. And if only one parent is alive, maa baap mein se sirf ek hi bacha ho, to phir jannat ka ek darwaza us shakhs ke liye khula rahega, jo apne maa baap ke saath acha bartav kare, jo apne maa baap ko khush rakhe. And he says, the one who disobeys his parents, two doors of hell is opened for that person on that day. And if one of them are alive and he ill treats them, then one door of Jahannam will definitely be opened upon that oppressor. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba Ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if the parents are oppressors, agar maa baap khud zulm kar rahe ho, wo khud pareshan kar rahe ho, if the maa baap, the parents are themselves the oppressors, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if they oppress, agar wo zulm kar rahe ho, tab bhi aapne kuch nahi kehna hai, aapne kuch nahi karna hai. Do not fight back, do not hit them, do not swear them. As I mentioned, these things are so common in our society these days. Bachchiyan, bade to dur ke baad, aaj kal to bachche tak jawab de dete apne maa-baap ko, muh pe suna dete hain. Allahu Akbar. Ek lamhe ke liye sharminda bhi nahi hote hain ki, this is what my parents have taught me. If you are a father and your son is swearing your mother or shouting your mother, matlab koi apni dadi ko suna raha ho, aur maa-baap wahan khade hokar kehte hain, abhi bachcha hai, abhi kehne do na jo keh raha hai. Nahi. Don't train your son to swear the grandparents in that way or to shout or speak to them so rudely. That is not the method. Usi waqt, you have to make the tarbiyat. Chale inshallah azza wa jal, isse pehle ki hum mazid kuch ahadith sune in relation to the blessings of parents and the duas that they make for their children, inshallah. Aur bhi kuch waqiyaz hai, kuch stories is tarah ke hai, alhamdulillah, sunenge, aapka iman taza ho jayega. Aap unse baat karenge, kalam karein, phone them, speak to them. Don't feel shy. If there's unban, if there's some, you know, misunderstandings and there's no communications, you be the one to break the ice because you are the awlad. Phone them, be in their company and ask them for maafi because Allah will not forgive you until they do not forgive you. Visit them, make dua for them and ask them to make dua for you. Trust me, your life will change. All your sorrows and problems will come to an end. Is Madine Guldasta ki baad hum dobara is program ke saath hazir hote hain. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
During a very cold night, my mother asked me to bring water. I went to bring a glass of water, but she had fallen asleep when I came back. I did not feel it appropriate to wake her up. Therefore, I stood near her, holding the glass of water and waiting for her to wake up so that I would present it to her. I stood there for quite a while. In the meantime, some water spilled over my finger and froze, turning it into ice. When my mother woke up, I presented the glass of water to her. My finger had adhered to the glass because of ice. As I detached my finger from the glass, its skin came off, causing bleeding. Seeing it, my mother asked, "What is this?" I told her the whole story. Listening to it, she raised her hands and made dua, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him." You also get pleased with him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you realized how beautifully Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi showed respect towards his mother? He did not feel appropriate to wake her up from her sleep and spend the entire night standing in the intense cold out of her respect. Being pleased with this practice of his blessed mother then sincerely made dua for him. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. You also become pleased with him. So we should also follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors and show respect to our parents. As observing parents and showing respect to them are indeed extremely privileged deeds. If we treat them nicely and show respect to them, then they may become extremely pleased with us and pray wholeheartedly to Allah Azza wa Jal for us, which may become a means of goodness for us in the world and in hereafter.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. MashaAllah, marhaba. We were listening to this beautiful and amazing story in relation to Hazrat Sayyidina Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Abdullah, aapne dekha hoga ki the mother supplicated for her son Bayazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look at how his fortune had smiled at him ki aaj itne sadiyon ke baad bhi unhe yaad kiya jata hai. One person asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what are the rights of parents upon their children? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, huma jannatuka wa naruka. They are your jannat or your hell, your paradise or your hell. That is to say, if you look after them, you treat them well, you be kind with them, they are your paradise. Otherwise, the opposite. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Let us quickly include this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon the request of our brother Ali Ghani. Inshallah azza wa jal, uske baad we will continue with our program.
Koi sadiqa hai aarzu ka, koi sadiqa hai aarzu ka, ye sab tumhara karam hai aqa, ye sab tumhara karam hai aqa. Tumhari nisbat rahe salamat, tumhari nisbat, mera to bas ek aasra yahi hai, rahe salamat, tumhari nisbat, mera to ek
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, at the end we leave you on this note. Look at the muhabbat and love. We would not go into further detail in terms of giving you stories. We all know the power of mother's dua is that he attained the neighborhood of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam because of the dua the meat trader's mother would make for him daily. Ab zara soche, jo gosht bechne wala insaan ho, jo gosht bechta ho, aur uske ilawa koi aisa khas amal bhi na tha, sirf ye ki he became the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam because his old mother and father would make dua daily, O Allah azza wa jal, make my son the neighbor of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in paradise. The mother of Ba Yazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala ali supplicated in such a way ki Ba Yazid Bustami rahmatullahi ta'ala ali ka naam aaj bhi aasmanon mein chamak raha hai. Subhanallah. Look at our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. How he sallallahu alayhi wasallam set such beautiful examples for us that he took care of his blessed mother, even of Hazrat Sayyidina Dai Halima. Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would come to visit the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand for his mother. At times he would even place his blessed shawl on the ground for his mother to sit upon. Or aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khud tashreef farmaye, adab se sun rahe hain. Aur jab wo jaati hain to he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give her a walk and see her off. Sometimes he would even give her gifts and presents, subhanallah. Look at the beautiful examples of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and take lessons from this. Do not forget those who have lost their parents. Aap qabristan pe jayein, visit their graves, make abundance of dua for them daily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this world and the hereafter. Tomorrow we will be back with another episode of this program. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. Aur hamesha yaad rakhein, this is our madani maqsad. This is the madani mission of Da'wat-e-Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.